A Philadelphia podcast producer and journalist is making a long walk from Philadelphia to Atlantic City to raise money for an educational project for kids in West Philadelphia. We spoke with Jason Peters, the podcast producer who's making the walk when he was about to begin the final leg of the march from Philly to the shore from Hamilton, New Jersey. Jason's walking with Carlos Aponte, the executive director of WeLovePhilly.org, an educational nonprofit that helps kids have a voice in Philadelphia education. So, Jason, you're starting on day two of your walk. Tell us a little bit about this walk to the shore. How did it get started, and what's the goal?
The goal is to raise for project ownership and to walk from Philadelphia to Atlantic City and into the ocean.
What is project ownership? What is that exactly going to do?
So project ownership is an initiative spearheaded by We Love Philly, which the guy who runs We Love Philly, the charity, is walking with me. And project ownership is a project wherein high school age students will renovate a shipping container to then be used as an Airbnb at a place called One Community Arts Center in West Philly. And the students will then maintain ownership of the rental property. And so it will teach them all about how to renovate a house, how to renovate a space, as well as the value of property and how the economy works.
That's pretty cool. Where did they get the idea to use a shipping container for something like that?
That was Carlos's idea, and I believe it was a student's idea, is that they saw a shipping container somewhere, and they were like, oh, we should build one into a tiny home. And then the idea kind of spiraled. I believe it was a student of his named Cherish who came up with the idea.
Uh-huh. And how did you get involved with the project?
Well, so this was a kind of a cluster F of two things. There was the walk, and then there's the charity. So the walk is happening specifically because I promised I'd do it back in 2019 if my podcast 2100 hit 15,000 downloads. We're way above that. We've got 50,000, but people wanted me to do this walk because I said I would, and I'm a man of my word. And then I didn't want to do it for vanity or just do it alone. I thought that was stupid. So I decided to partner up with Carlos and do this to raise money for project ownership, because I've worked with Carlos. I teach his kids audio editing. I'll come in and I'll talk to them. I'll have them on my podcast, just try to be a positive influence around them, show them that adults are nice.
Well, they can be sometimes.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about I'd be remiss as a fellow podcaster. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the podcast. Tell us about the 2100 podcast.
2100 is an audio time capsule for the people of the year 2100 to listen to in order to understand our time period. The premise being that history is told by the victor, and that often the narratives and understandings of the past that we see are not wholly true. So my podcast has the sole initiative to present a different version of the present to the future, and then to perpetuate that.
And so what kinds of topics do you deal with?
I like a lot of the oddities. What I do is I'll pick a small, seemingly insignificant topic, and then I'll build around it on why it matters. So I've had the man who invented the foam finger. If you've ever played Google Chrome, if you've ever been on Google Chrome and the internet's been down, there's a T-Rex game. If you press the space bar, that's technically the most played video game on Earth because of how many places don't have internet. I talked to the guy that invented that. I interviewed both the mayor of Niagara Falls, Canada, and Niagara Falls, New York, in the same day to do like a compare and contrast study between the two towns. I've had homeless people on. I've had politicians on. I've had artists on. I hit everybody. I'm an independent creator. I'm 26 years old. I started doing this when I was 22, I guess. So it's been a wide array of guests, and who will say yes ultimately dictates who comes on.
Really? Sounds very interesting. I'm going to have to check it out. How about the walk? How far have you gotten, and where are you going to be headed today?
We've got, I believe, 27 to 28 miles left. We're going to have to walk a marathon today. And Not looking forward to it, I'll tell you that much. We have to go from Hamilton to Atlantic City. We're hoping to end on Tennessee Ave between 7 and 8 p.m. If I had to listen to my gut, it'll be closer to 8 or 9 p.m.
Well, we wish you luck with it, and congratulations on the success of the podcast and on the success of the walk.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate you having interest in it. This is what we're doing is we're doing something unorthodox to raise money for a project that's unorthodox. We're kind of priding ourselves on new solutions. You know, we didn't have a beef and beer to fundraise. We didn't do all that stuff that everyone else always does. We were actually doing something difficult, something that we're not so sure that we can do to achieve something that also has not been done, and we're kind of not sure how it'll go. And I'm just extremely proud of myself and Carlos for getting this far, and we're going to finish. No matter how, we're going to finish, but how late is the question?
Well, we'll let you get started and get some breakfast under your belt before you get on the road again.
I'm sitting here drinking Gatorade out of a Superman mug and about to eat a Clif Bar. I hate these Clif Bars. They're disgusting. I don't eat healthy like this. I'm not a hiker. I'm not an athlete. I don't do this. And I'm eating grains and thinking about potassium. I hate it.
Next time you promise to do something, maybe you do something you like doing.
No, people want to see me suffer. I know how my brand is. People don't want to see me. I could post a picture of me on vacation. That'll get like 70 likes. I posted a picture in front of a big sign that said pain while holding a cane. Everyone loves it. That's why this is successful, is because people want to see people get hurt. We're seizing on the most animalistic of instincts.
We are spectators at the scene of the crime.
Exactly. And I get it. It's fun.
All right.
It's why the UFC has an audience. But thank you very much, Steve.
You take care, Jason. All the best to you. And it's a great project for the kids in Philly. Jason Peters is a Philadelphia journalist and podcast producer. We spoke to him as he was about to complete the final day of his walk from Philadelphia to Atlantic City to raise money for We Love Philly and the kids in West Philly building the Airbnb. For State Broadcast News, I'm Steve Lubetkin.